I'm just going to check now. Well, la, 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 la. Yes, Martin. Hello. Hello. Eurovision. Yes, that's all looking much better.
Good. Yeah, that's working great. Shall we start the podcast?
Yes.
Yes, hello and welcome to Nullpoix. My name's Martin.
I'm Laura. That was not to be the intro for this podcast episode. I was testing my mic.
Yeah, that's how it should be all the time. Eurovision, Eurovision, Eurovision.
Yes, would you like, I said my keywords, Martin, and Eurovision.
Yeah,
people who are listening to this who haven't heard this podcast before will be like, what the hell is this? If that just suddenly comes on from another episode of something.
Yeah, that's all right. Anyway, welcome to Nullpoix. You thought you'd got rid of us because the Eurovision Song Contest for 2020 has been cancelled. But no, there is much to discuss.
There is indeed, because they have now announced that, because we were saying, weren't we, Martin, we are so ahead of the times, what's going to be run instead of the Eurovision Song Contest this year, because they have those 4 hours that they've got to fill. And they've now come out and said a lovely idea that the EBU have said this. There's going to be something called Europe Shine a Light, Eurovision, Europe Shine a Light, which will be broadcast. That's going out on the Saturday in place of the grand final. And it's a pretty nice idea. They're going to honour all the songs, all the 41 songs, non-competitively. Mm-hmm. That's important to note. But they're honouring the songs, the ghost Eurovision songs.
That's right.
That
the ghost songs.
Get played. The ghost songs. With the presenters who would have been presenting in Rotterdam. And apparently there's going to be plenty of surprises, Martin, for fans and viewers at home.
Mm. Oh, I wonder what they're
going to be. Laureen in a taxi or something going around Rotterdam?
It's definitely going to involve a taxi. I'm
or Ruslana.
Yeah, Ruslana in a taxi. That's what it'll be.
It's just Ruslana in a taxi. But yes, so, I mean, what do you think about that? It's nice that they are doing something, because I think it would have been a shame not to mark it in some way.
Yeah, I'm pleased, actually. I think that is the best that we could have hoped for, really. We get to see the songs get to have an airing, we get to have some of the Eurovision nonsense, I imagine, especially with these surprises, because they will be hilarious, even if they're not meant to be.
Just be rubbish.
It's a sad situation, but I understand, and I think this is the best that we could possibly hope for. I'm just hoping, and saying this as a Brit, I'm just hoping we do actually get to see it. You will definitely, if you live in another European country that you're normally broadcast the Eurovision, but the BBC, I'm just a bit concerned because it said that it's planning to do its own thing, and it announced this before the EBU announced their idea. It said, we're going to do our own Eurovision thing. Graham Norton will host it, and it's going to be called Eurovision Come Together. Graham Norton will bring the country together for a special Eurovision broadcast, and it will show classic Eurovision performances, a look at what would have been in 2020. Where have I heard that before? And entertaining interviews, including this year's UK entry, James Newman, which sounds to me an awful lot like the show that is planned by the EBU. I really hope we get to see both.
I agree. Now, the one that the EBU are putting out is only going to be 2 hours, so there's room for both of them. But I agree. Will we want? I mean, I love Eurovision, and I probably will watch both of them. But it might feel a bit of deja vu if it's like, and now here's the songs that could have been. It's like I've just seen this, and I know Eurovision is known for repeatedly playing the songs during that finale, so in a way it will be like watching the finale. But yeah, hopefully, I don't know, they sort something out, or maybe it's done a week before. I don't know what they'll do there. And also the fact that entertaining interviews, including this year's UK entry, James Newman, how entertaining is that going to be, really?
So James, how are you feeling about not being able to go to Eurovision? Not great, really.
Great.
Thank you, James. What an
Thank
entertaining
you.
Interview.
Oh, Oh dear. I mean, I do hope Mel gets to do a bit as well. Who has sadly kind of lost her place in the Eurovision stage now that they didn't have Eurovision You Decide for the BBC anymore. Mel, this is of Mel and Sue fame.
Of course.
Of course, yes. That's how she's famous. Yes, I hope she pops on for a little bit. That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be good. But if you're not listening to this in the UK, then this is of no concern to you whatsoever, and you will be able to enjoy fully the Europe Shine a Light programme that's being made by the EBU. Yeah, which I am looking forward to, actually. I think that'll be really, really good, and it's nice to see. So presumably, well, yeah, because will we get the same presenters next year as well when it comes back?
I imagine old Jan Schmidt will be back for another year.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, will Jon Ola Sand, will this be his last year?
That is such a good point.
Which would be such a shame for him to step down this year.
Yeah. What a way to end his legacy. he's gone 10 years of making it completely dull with no controversy, nothing to see here. And yes. The second he leaves, the one he bows out on doesn't happen because of a global pandemic. I mean, what a way to go.
I mean, it is quite like Jon Ola Sand to sort of end on an anti-climax. Yeah. So that's very on brand. We were talking obviously about who will be going next year. We do know some of the artists who were due to perform in this year's Eurovision will be coming back, will be returning for next year, including Martin. Bueno, baby!
Bueno's back, bueno. Baby! Vincent, there's a whole list, bueno. Actually. A load are returning.
Yeah,
I wonder whether they'll all return, to be honest, because of just how many countries seem to be jumping on the bandwagon here. I'll very quickly run down them because some of our favourites are returning, so we're very happy about that. Top of the list, representing Austria, it is Vincent Bueno.
Bueno
Baby is back. Then we've got Ukraine, their entry Goa returning. Zhangu Makruni is returning to represent the Netherlands. Gujon's Tears for Switzerland. Old Frosty Tips himself, Blas Canto, is back for Spain. Canto. Yes! Come on, Frosty. He's back.
Glad that Frosty's back.
Eden Allen is representing Israel. Stefania for Greece. Tourniquet is returning for Georgia. Good old Tourniquet. Tournique Kipiani is his actual name, we think.
He's not actually called Tournique.
He is in our hearts. Victoria, or as she is known because all her names are in capitals, Victoria! She's representing Bulgaria. Hooverphonic back for Belgium. Effendi for Azerbaijan. Roxanne, in capitals, for Romania. And Montaigne for Australia. So quite a lot back to return for next year, which I think is nice, really, isn't it?
I agree. Commiserations to Danish duo, though, Ben and Tan, who won this year's sort of Grand Prix selection process for Eurovision. They won't necessarily be put through for next year. So they're the first, I think, duo who haven't definitely been confirmed to be going straight through to next year's. They'll still, I think, have to battle it out in next year's selection process, which is a bit unfair, I think.
Oh, that is just a little bit unfair, yes. But, well, is it? I don't know, because they still get their song...
Well, is it or isn't it?
Well, they might be rubbish, is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that, would I be really sad?
Are you saying, is this Denmark being like, well, maybe we won't bring you back for next year?
Surely a clever idea would be to wait until after this Eurovision special programme. And to gauge the reaction from other European countries and audiences.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not a competitive process, that. And also, they won't be the same songs.
No, but you can still pick up a feeling.
Won't be the same songs, though, that they're bringing to next year. So.
No, sure, but I don't know. For example, let's say old Bueno Baby goes down really... Yeah. Like you can feel that he's gone down well and you just get a lot of reaction on social media. Then great, send Bueno again. But let's say...
Send Bueno again.
Yeah, send Bueno again. let's say that Frosty Tips, for example, doesn't go down as well. You might think to yourself, let's not send Frosty again.
send Frosty back.
Send Frosty home.
Oh, God.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump. Look at Frosty go.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. It's a little Frosty song.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, all I'm saying is...
Right, what the hell were we talking about?
We were talking about there maybe being a possibility that certain people don't return because they're not very good. And we have another shot at finding a good person. That's what I'm suggesting.
I see. Well, that would be a very Machiavellian move, but maybe that's what Denmark's done. Maybe they're just like, actually, they didn't get a good reaction, so let's just move them on. I would hope most of them do get to come back, because it was an all right list. It was an all right group of people, really. And the good thing is, although I did love some of the songs, a lot of them were quite sort of ballady. So it might mean, and you'd hope that next year the songs picked would be all quite upbeat, because God knows we need some upbeat songs. So maybe they'll all be like crazily. Although, do you think there'll definitely be one that sort of references coronavirus and how we've all overcome the pandemic, or there'll be some kind of...
Yeah, there'll be lots of inspirational, we're in this together type songs.
Yeah. But the thing is, you can, if you can't wait even for May this year, Eurovision, like seemingly everybody else, are doing home concerts as well.
Oh, God. This was a really good idea, the first person who did it. And then when the next 400 million... got on board as well. Everyone's blinking Instagramming live all over the place, and I'm bored of it now. I'm sorry. I know that's not what you want me to say, but I am. I'm sick of it. I don't want to see Hooverphonic sitting, unless they're actually playing Hoovers. I don't want to see them in their own home doing a little thing.
Do you not think we should do a little? We should do a live stream, Martin, of an episode.
No, I don't. I don't think that
we're going
at all.
Live. We're live, everybody.
Although I have been watching Dardi, the Icelandic entry, he does little YouTube videos where he takes requests from people, and he sits in his home studio and he does little requests and plays songs for people. And that's quite cool. But you're not a fan of this idea. You can have too much of a good thing. That's all I'm saying.
I see. It's basically, so it's not just this year's artists. It's for, cause presumably just because they wanted to have a bit of variation. So it's previous sort of Eurovision artists who've got connections, and they perform their own song and a cover version of another Eurovision hit. I think there's only been one episode that's come out so far, and it's got kind of a mixture. It's got Ryan O'Shaughnessy from Ireland, who was Ireland's choice in 2018. Denmark's Rasmussen, who was also in Lisbon in 2018. So it's got, there's a couple of others as well. And it's basically, them singing at home and doing a cover version. It's a nice idea to sort of keep it going. But I agree that there's just so much of that now. It's becoming quite overwhelming. And are you doing any of this house partying, Martin?
I'm not house partying, but I am Zooming.
You're Zooming, are you? I see. I've done a bit of Zoom.
I'm Zooming with the best of them.
Zoom. Oh, very good. Yes, I've done a mixture of Zoom and house party. And the strange thing I find with house party is because it just it takes all your, well, you can let it take you all your contacts from your phone. But there's some people on my phone I have not spoken to in a. I've maybe gotten for an interview once, and that's it. So I'm getting things popping up saying so and so has entered the house, and it's like, I have no idea who that person is. I don't know who that is, and I really hope they don't start a video chat with me, because I will be having to like turn my phone off pretty quickly. I don't know how you're finding Zoom. Has anyone accidentally broadcast themselves going to the toilet yet, or anything like that?
No, nothing like that has happened yet. Good. I did. You're talking about people that you haven't spoken to in ages getting in contact with you. I did that, but the other way round, and really came a bit of a cropper. So somebody that I went to school with, had put up one of these stupid copy and paste posts about how my friends an NHS anaesthetist, and they say that the way to beat coronavirus is to balance a potato on your head. So please share this and do it. And I was so
urgent. You share this.
Yeah. And so I wrote on the post and I said, I tried to be nice. I wasn't having a go at it. I was trying to be nice and saying, I know what that you're doing is you're trying to help people. But I just, we really don't know where this has come from. Please take down this post because the information in it isn't accurate. And I thought that was a nice thing. And I waited and I waited and I was defriended. So that went down well.
Oh no. Oh gosh.
Yeah. So that was that.
So they didn't take the post down.
Well, I don't know because I can't.
You don't know
anymore. I would presume not.
Now, you've got a special announcement that really only affects us.
Yes,
Martin.
Of course I do.
We like to just talk about us on the podcast as well. So
sure, why not?
Far away.
I wanted to say, because you know how we were planning to get the ferry over and I was worried that we wouldn't be able to get any money back on our ferry.
Martin was very worried. We have a Eurovision WhatsApp group and myself and Lottie, who you might have heard on an episode previously, really quite blasé about this whole thing. And Martin would be like, should I need to know, should I be contacting the ferry? Should I be, what should I do? What's the plan of action? We're a bit like, just wait. Let's just wait a little bit. Constant messages from Martin about what are we going to do about this. It's like, just chill out, like there's a lot going on, we'll sort it out. But you have heard back.
Yes, I sent an email to Stenaline and very kindly, even though we're not actually meant to be entitled to a refund because we got one of the cheap tickets, they gave us a full refund. So isn't that nice?
It's very nice. And so that's for our leg of the journey there. At the moment
We're still very much coming back from a journey we're not going on, but that'll be fun.
Story of my life, really. That sounds good. Well, that's good to know. That's half the leg. So really not the leg we wanted in terms of we are coming back from somewhere we aren't going to, but
that's it.
That's something. Good. Mm-hmm. To finish, I just thought, since we're all in isolation, it reminded me a little bit of, I don't know if you ever listened to Desert Island Discs, Martin.
Yes. Wow, it's like it's happening right now.
All right, I'm Lauren Laverne, and I just wondered if you had to take one Eurovision song to listen to in isolation, and only one, and you can only listen to that forevermore, what would it be?
That is a really good question, and that is, I mean, difficult beyond belief. I don't think I could really give a good enough answer because there's so many, but the one I will pick, purely because I think it's got the right sort of tone for now, is 2001 Denmark, Fly on the Wings of Love. I like it. It's uplifting.
Well, that's a nice, I like that. Oh, except no flying at the moment. You can't be doing any of that. Don't be encouraging.
Well, you can on the wings of love. That's okay.
Yeah, anybody can fly on the wings of love. You can stay in your room. Yeah. And fly in the wings of love.
What about you?
Yeah, on a similar vein, I guess, because you want to pick something that's quite upbeat. And this is quite a typical one, maybe quite a sort of cliched. If you're a Eurovision fan, you'll know this. But I just thought Euphoria by Loreen, because again, it's a very upbeat. It's something that you could listen to and feel good about life.
Yeah, but over and over again, though, that's the thing. Could I listen to
I think I could listen to it quite a lot.
Euphoria! Oh. Shut up, Loreen!
Well, she won't be with me singing
it. Put some shoes on, for goodness sake.
Comb your hair. It's all over the place. Yes, she wouldn't be joining me singing it. It wouldn't be like me sort of wandering around a desert island with Loreen just singing in the back. I'm like, please, will you just leave me alone?
Go and get help, Loreen.
this isolation has done nothing for us.
No, it's not made us saner, has it? That's certainly
no,
the case.
It really hasn't. That's the problem. But if I would be interested to hear our listeners' thoughts on this. If you did have to take one Eurovision song to isolation and listen to it over and over again, you wouldn't have to necessarily continually listen to it on a loop. You could listen to it once a day, maybe, or once a week. You get to choose when you listen to it.
Oh.
We're not going to force you to, like, on a loop over and over. Because that's like not what they mean by Desert Island Disc. Oh. No! They don't mean a Desert Island Disc. Oh, God. No. It's not like some kind of thought experiment where they're like blasting you with Loreen Euphoria over and over again. I just meant as in you could only listen to that one song. You could never listen to another song.
Fine.
Yeah.
Well, if you would like to contribute to that, then here are the ways that you can do it.
Yes. So we have Twitter, which is @poinul, poinntsnul. We also have Gmail, if you really want to get that essay in about what the song choice would be, which is...
I'll read your essay.
Yeah, I'll read your essay. We got the time. nullpoirpodcast @gmail.com. We're on Instagram.
Oh, yes, we are.
It's a happening Instagram.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely been a post at some point in the last 3 months.
Yep. And that is Nul Poir Podcast, I believe, on Instagram. And are those all the ways?
Yep. And then just tell your friends. We're going to say word of mouth, but, you know, that's difficult at the moment. So word of writing.
Word of house party.
Yeah. Tell your friends if they would appreciate listening to a podcast about an event that's not going to happen until 2021. Then you can let them know.
We are the podcast for you.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to go back to doing nothing. And
funny that.
And I'll speak to you soon when we have more Eurovision news to talk about.
Don't sound so excited.
Bye-bye.
Bye.